The Chafetz Chaim had been discussing the idea that you could give a fifth. And the Chafetz Chaim had gone into a long footnote about whether that fifth has a limit, meaning what happens if there are poor people around and you know they need your help. So then are you limited to a fifth? Or do you say help them out and give them more than a fifth? And he quoted different sources that one source says that the minimum you have to give is a third of a shekel a year to fulfill the obligation of tzedakah. And then he quoted another source that when the Torah says dei machsoro, that you give the poor person as much as he needs, that means up to a fifth. And another source, he quoted the story of Eliezer Ishbartota, that he'd give everything he had for the poor. And the question is, why does the Talmud seem to praise him? That's more than a fifth. So he suggested that that could be the source for the idea that there is a level of piety to give more than a fifth if there are poor people here and now. Like in the story of Eliezer Ishbartota, where there were orphans then and there who needed his help. So then even though he gave away everything he had, that's still a level of piety. So that's what he suggested. And then he continues and says, "Val ken lo shayach lemitni al ze en lo shiur, k'mod lo tani al tuma she'en lo shiur, mishum de'asur la'asot kol tzadeh tuma." And maybe that's why the Mishnah, when it says the following things have no limit, the more you do, the bigger a mitzvah it is, why isn't tzedakah listed there? Just like truma isn't listed there, because the Talmud derives that you should give the poor from all you have, the pasuk says. We derive, give them from all you have, but don't give them all you have. So it could be that that's why the Mishnah doesn't list tzedakah, just like it doesn't list truma, because you can't make your whole field truma, so too you can't make everything you own into tzedakah. So maybe that's why it doesn't say tzedakah there. Uchmodim shani b'yushan misham, as the Jerusalem Talmud explains over there, uvehachim itatz akushi ashniya shebal gvurot ari al Rambam ayin sham. And with this, we also answered the second question that the commentary Gvuras Ari asks on the Rambam. Umashit kinushol vazbez yotam mechomesh, and that which our sages instituted, you shouldn't spend more than a fifth. Haynu bambazbez me'atzmo. When did our sages say don't spend more than a fifth? When you're initiating the charity. But in a circumstance where the poor are standing there and they need it now, then the logic doesn't work. The logic that the Talmud over there brings. So at any rate, that's his suggestion. That when did the rabbi say up to a fifth? When you're initiating the charity. When did the rabbi say beyond the fifth? That's when there are poor people here right now who need it. Now back to the topic at hand. That when there are poor people present, the Rambam holds the medina chayabat chomesh nechasav, that you have to give up to a fifth. The whole idea of a tithe, that's when you're initiating it. A fifth is beyond the call of duty when you don't have people here now who need it. But when you have people here now who need it, so then the Rambam holds you have to give up the fifth. And with this, I also now understand what the Gra writes in his holy letter, Alim Netufa, Shekatav Livnei Beito, Vezel Shonosham. He writes over there to his family. The Gra was traveling to Israel, and he left behind a letter instructing his family. So one of the things he writes is, Shelemaan Hashem Shetafrish Tachomish Kasho Tziviticha. In the name, for the sake of God, I tell you, take off a fifth the way I told you. Velo tivchot kasher izarticha. Don't take off less, as I warned you. Ki bepachot mizeh ovrim kol regal kamalavin masin. Because less than that, you're transgressing at any given moment a few prohibitions and positive commandments. The prohibition of lo tametz, don't harden your heart, don't withhold, lo tikpots, the biblical commandment, patoch tiftachet yadecha, that you should open your hand to give the poor, naton titen, you should give the poor, chiyamuch achicha, when your brother is impoverished and he needs your help, help him out, v'chayachicha imach, help your brother live with you, five biblical commandments. V'shakul kilu kafar batorah kdosha chas v'shalom. And the Gro over there writes that a person who does not take off a fifth, it's as though he denies the holy Torah, God forbid. Ad kan leshono, that's what he says. So what's he talking about? So, since when do you have to take off a fifth? The Gra tells his family, make sure to take off a fifth of the profit to give the poor. Now, the idea that it's as though he denies the Torah, that's what the Gemara says, that a person who withholds from the poor, it's like he's a pagan, because the Torah calls him a Belial, without the yoke of heaven. But the Gra, what the Gra wrote in that letter, it seems contradicts the Gemara, because the Gemara in Ksubas, it's mashma, then mechuyav mitzad adin b'chomesh. The Talmud over there seems to say you don't have to give a fifth to the poor. What the Talmud says is rak sham vazvez, loy vazvez, yotam mechomesh, don't give more than a fifth. So where did the Gra come off telling his family, you must take off a fifth to give the poor? So it must be that the Gra was talking in his city, Vilna, where he knew there were poor people present who needed the money. And he must have held like Maimonides, that if you have poor people present, then you must give a fifth of your assets. But with the Rambam writes in another place, in the laws of the gifts to the poor, he writes, if a poor person comes and asks you, so the Rambam says, mitzvah min amuvchar, not that you're obligated, the ideal way to perform the mitzvah is give him up to a fifth, ayin sham. So there, mashma desvir aleide, afidu hecha dekaim yaniim in mechuyav min adin lafush chomesh min chasav. Over there it seems, even though the poor man is right here, he's asking you for money, that you don't have to give him a fifth, rak la mitzvah min amuvchar, v'soter lepeusho. That contradicts what we said earlier. Earlier we quoted from the Rambam that you have to give a fifth. Here the Rambam says if the poor man comes to you, so it's only mitzvah min amuvchar to give him a fifth. That it's a nice thing, it's a beautiful thing, but not obligatory. So that's one point that he says. So he says this is a pshat in the Rambam, but I have a contradiction to it. Secondly, he says what the Rambam doesn't bother mentioning, that the sages instituted don't spend more than a fifth, because he holds that when there are poor people present, then you are allowed to give them more than a fifth. So there's a good trait, it's a midat chasidut, to give more than a fifth. But, says the Chafetz Chaim, the Rambam in Hilchos Matonos Anim contradicts what the Rambam writes in his Perush HaMishnah. So maybe what we can say is that in the halacha sefer he was talking about a situation where you can't really afford to easily give a fifth. It's going to cause you to be tight in your own life, so you don't have to cause yourself to be tight. That's already a level of piety. But if you could easily afford to give that fifth, so then, even if you can't give the poor man everything he needs, but at least you should give him what you could give. If you could easily afford the fifth, so it could be that that's what the Rambam holds, that in the Pirush HaMishnah where he says you have to, that's where you could easily afford it. In the Halacha where he says it's a good thing, but you don't have to, that's where it's not easy for you to do it. If it's not easy, then you don't have to. But even with everything we said, it's still a little difficult. The Rambam in Shulchan Aruch seemed to say that if you can afford it and a poor man needs something, give him as much as he needs, even if it's more than a fifth. So the Rambam seems to say, and the Shulchan Aruch seems to say, there's a poor man here who needs your help, even if it's more than a fifth, you should give it to him, if you can easily afford it. Yet in his commentary on Mishnah, the Rambam seems to say that you never have to give more than a fifth. That's what the Talmud tells us, that in Usha, the rabbis came to account and they instituted that you don't have to give more than a fifth. So how come the Rambam here seems to say if you could afford it, then you do have to help with more than a fifth? He says at the end of the day, this is something that still requires further clarity. What?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what the Rambam writes about spending to redeem someone from captivity. So look at my introduction, see what I wrote about that. Okay, so we still have a ways to go to finish this footnote. We'll pick up next time.